Good morning. You are tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with four guests. Take a quick moment to introduce everyone. I have Christy here, who is a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology from UC Santa Cruz. And then three students who are also students at UC Santa Cruz, Michael, Clara, and Tammy. Thank you for all coming in this morning. And you're here to chat about a program that you're a part of with UC Santa Cruz, as well as some projects that you're doing here in Sitka. So I want to turn to Christy first and talk a little bit about this program. I guess it's a course.
Yeah.
So what exactly these are students that are from UC Santa Cruz. What are they doing in Sitka? How did this happen?
So this is a marine ecology field quarter class, and it's a 20-unit course that we've been teaching at UC Santa Cruz for about 20 years. And the idea is to immerse our ecology students in actually doing research in a location so they get to learn what it's like to be a scientist. So we spend about a month in Santa Cruz where my co-instructor and I teach really intensively. We do lectures, students learn about Sitka Sound. And then we're up here for the entire month of February where they're diving and in the intertidal zone and doing lab experiments just like we do as professional scientists to really learn what it's like to do science.
How is the connection? How did it happen that this group is here in Sitka?
So I actually started doing some research up here a couple of years ago as part of my research program on the effects of climate change and ocean acidification on kelp forests. And I was just fully enamored with the city and the opportunities for research here. So the kelp forests are just amazing, and the diving is extraordinary during the winter months. You have great visibility, and it's just a really exciting place to be able to do research. And then the fact that there's the Science Center, which we collaborate really closely with, and it's so embedded in the community that's so engaged in science and the natural environment that it's a really neat, unique place for us to get to expose our students to.
So is that why you are here in February, this terribly cold time of year, but the waters are so clear?
Yes. So I come up a couple times a year in the summer and the winter. And the winter has great visibility and really good diving. And about half of our students are scuba divers, and all of them are snorkeling and actually getting out into the water. So despite it being very cold, it's actually a great time of year for us to be doing our research.
That's great. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the research that's going on here. The three of you are each here with other students, but you each have a project that you're working on with these other students. So let's just start with Michael. Let's see. You are a senior marine biology major, and what exactly are you? What's your project that you're doing here in Sitka?
So my group is looking at the effect of predators on urchin communities. So like their density, their size structure, which is like their sizes, and the species composition. So we're looking at certain predators like sea otters and sea stars, and what their influence and presence does to the like sites that we're watching and the urchins themselves.
Okay. So and how do you go about doing this? I take it you're doing some diving, or are you snorkeling? Or
so our research is all subtitled, which means we're in the water a lot on scuba, looking at stuff, measuring it, sizing it, counting it. So it's been a little bit chilly, but it's beautiful down there, so it's lots of fun to be down and around.
Excellent. Okay, well, I want to ask you more about that experience, but first I do want to hear what Clara, what project you are working on here in Sitka.
Yeah, so my group is a four-person group. Two of us are diving and looking at community structure of algae and different invertebrate animals. And then the other two of us are mostly in the lab, and we're looking at different things like physiology and doing feeding trials and things like that.
Okay. And you are also a marine biology major. Do I have that right?
Yep, senior year.
Okay. Yep. All right. So final year. And then Tammy over there, you are a senior ecology and evolutionary biology major. And what is the project that you and your team are working on?
Yeah, so I'm snorkeling, and my partner in the lab, or part of the program, is a scuba. And he's been going down. We were working with this red algae called Constantinia rosamarina. It's really beautiful. It has this elaborate branching. And the way that it grows, you can actually age these plants. So that's really interesting. So we've been looking at how growth is affected by, or we're going to be looking at how the environment is affecting yearly growth. Okay. And so when he goes down and does the scuba, he's looking at how branching is changing as a function of depth. So we're finding shallower specimens have a lot more branching, and deeper ones don't have as much.
Okay.
So I kind of did the lab portion of that, and I'm looking how light levels affect branching.
But it sounds like all three of you are in the water some. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to hear just what your experience has been being in the water here. It sounds like you all have experience snorkeling or diving perhaps elsewhere. But this is the first time the group has been up to Alaska. So this, I take it, is the first time you've all been in Alaskan waters. Tammy, do you want to start? What has this been like getting in the waters here?
It's been really incredible. So just thinking about comparing it to warmer waters. I spent last summer in Hawaii doing research and looking at the amount of life. Alaska has so much more life going on. It was really blown away by these icy cold waters and just an abundance of color and activity. And it's just everywhere. It was really incredible.
That is interesting. I think that you look out at the water, at the surface of the water, and it's so gray here so much of the time, and the sky is gray, and the mountains are gray. And then you go beneath the water, and it's like pink and fuchsia and purple. And I think that's an interesting comment, you know, different from in Hawaii, maybe you expect it to be colorful and like magical fish and stuff, but something similar here.
There's definitely more fish in Hawaii.
Right.
But here there's just this pop of color that you really just don't see.
Nice. And what has it been like for you, Clara, your experience getting in the water here in Sitka?
Yeah, it's really cold. I don't think that any of us were ready for how cold it was going to be. We're in dry suits, so we're all dry, except for our hands and our head. We have gloves and hoods, but they still get wet. And the first time we all went out, we all kind of stayed at the surface. And after like 5 minutes, we all had our hands up out of the water. And Pete, one of our instructors, was saying that we all looked like sea otters because we were just hanging out at the top with our hands up, like above our heads.
I'm curious, actually, how long do you tend to stay in? I mean, I'm guessing over time you've gotten used to it, or you force yourself to. But
yeah, the first day, Christy was kind of making fun of us. She was like, "It's not that bad," but yeah, we've all gotten used to it. And we can stay under a lot longer now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's too bad that your heads and hands have to get cold. But that's pretty cute. A bunch of sea otter, human sea otters. Michael, what has it been like for you? What is the thing you've noticed about?
Well, so as everybody mentioned, it's pretty cold, which was a bit of a shock initially, but the dry suit definitely helps a lot, and just continued exposure helps as well. So I think one of the most stunning things about the water here is just the clarity, especially compared to the water around Santa Cruz that we're used to. It's so much nicer here, I guess. In the winter, I've heard it's a little bit worse in the summer. But,
right.
And there's the life down there is pretty different as well, which is amazing to see. Like, get to see stuff like swimming scallops and little sea slugs. That stuff's crazy.
Nice.
Great experience.
So in Santa Cruz, is it cloudy? Why is the water cloudier there? Do you know, Michael?
Well, it's a bit of like the what's in the water. So there's a lot more plankton there, which we get that here in the summer, I've been told. So that is kind of a little bit more comparable this summer season here.
Okay.
But in the winter, it clears up and there's a lot less in the water column, so it's easier to see.
Okay, all right. Well, all of these wonderful guests are in the studio today in part because you listeners will have a chance to meet them and hear about their projects in more detail. On March 2nd at 5:30 at the Sitka Public Library, you all will be there to give presentations about your projects. And I'm guessing that your fellow students will be also there?
They will.
Okay, so more than just the four of you. But you'll be there as well, Christy, and any other faculty? Will you be joined by?
Absolutely. So there's two faculty that are leading the course, myself and Pete Ramundi, as well as a couple of graduate students, Taylor White, that many people probably know because she's a local here in Santa Cruz, and Emily Donham. But we have 15 students, and they're in five different groups. And so each group will be giving about a 12-minute presentation about their results.
Great. And that's open to anyone can come to Sitka Public Library.
Absolutely. We hope you come.
Yes. It sounds fascinating and like it should be a lot of fun to hear a little bit more about your research projects. So thank you all for coming in this morning and talking a little bit about your experience here in Sitka and your research. And listeners, do show up at the Sitka Public Library on March 2nd at 5:30. Good morning.